the book Hebrews, part 15. I'm Professor Hannes Redenhuis of the First Assembly of Yahweh, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I have written, especially the book Israel's Rapture, which was part of my doctoral degree some years ago, or any of the other books, please contact us at the international code WhatsApp number +27 0722 367 124. Just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are very, very welcome. Please go to part one, start from the beginning, because you have missed quite a bit of information. And believe me, you did miss some information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notification of all the other studies, as well as our TikTok messages in English. Please send this link to your friends and families or to your dear ones. Make sure that you at least have a 1611 King James Bible ready. A pen and a paper is important, or a writing pad. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. I trust that this study is going to be a blessing unto you in the name above every other name, the name Yahushua. Hallelujah. We're going to continue where we left off yesterday morning. Now, I hope you did a bit of a study. Did you pick up anything? Did you pick up anything? If you did a study on Hebrew 1 verse 4 and further on, you would have seen that Yahushua originally was an angel. As easy as that. Let's walk through it. He says, verse 4, being made so much more or better, or so much better or more than the other angels. As he, the son of Yahweh, I actually want to say, as he, this angel, I'm not going to say the son of Yahweh. Let me read verse 1 again, verse 4 again. Being made so much better or more than the other angels, as he, this specific angel, had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name. The other angels in heaven didn't obtain by inheritance any name. Well, otherwise I can't read Bible. There's a big question mark. Why will only this one angel by inheritance receive a more excellent name? I'm going to read verse 4. Being made so much better or more than the other angels, as he, this specific angel, had by inheritance. Inheritance is something that you receive which you didn't have. But I thought he was there from the beginning, before all things he was. He was there before all things. But he was not in heaven. He was in the Father's mind. We're going to see as we go along. We will see as we go along that the word explains it. He was an angel. And who are the angels? They are spoken beings. They are spoken beings who are used as messengers in heaven and later on earth. Now he says, verse 4, being made so much better or more than the other angels, as he, this specific angels, had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name. Obtained a more excellent. So he didn't add it. The word obtain means he received it. He didn't have it. The one moment he was just as the other angels, nothing special, no special name, and now he's inheriting the promise of this name, a special, more excellent name. What is the name? What is this excellent name? Now, I want you to, we're going to read verse 4 without any breakages in it. Being made so much more, being so much better than the angels, as he had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Now, I want you to answer me. Who are these they? On the end of the scripture that are to refer to. Tell me, aren't they angels? Of course they're angels. Again, we need to read verse 4. Being made so much better or more than the other angels. Now we understand, because on the end of the sentence, you will see that the word other that I put in brackets there fits 100%. As he, this angel, had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Who are they? The other angels in heaven. He now has a different name than all the other angels in heaven. Do you agree or do you disagree? I can't hear. You agree. Because if you see you disagree, then you can't read English. Because this is what he says. But the church world made it so difficult for us to understand. And actually, it's so easily, if the Ruach HaKodesh will just open our eyesight by using the brackets. So this angel, before all things, already was in the mind of Father. I'm going to explain it later on. He had him planned as the Savior of the earth. Because I just want to say something. Yahweh, our Elohim, the creator of heaven and earth that knows everything, he doesn't walk until he finds a T-junction. And then he stops there and he looks left and right. He can't continue straight. There's a barrier there. Left and right. What shall I do? Shall I go right? Shall I go left? Shall I jump over? No. Before the earth was void, before he decided to separate the waters of the earth, he had a salvation plan. That's Yahweh our Elohim. At that stage, he already had the Savior, Yahushua, begotten, exalted. We come into that. I think he must bring another couple of safety belts next week. Because there's some shocks, spiritual shocks coming your way. Things that the church never even thought of teaching us. And this is a revelation word that Yahweh just opened to me. One night, I was busy with my master's degree. 2 o'clock at night, that's the time we went to bed. After reading Hebrews chapter 1, saying our prayer and going to bed, I just jumped up. I said to Pastor Rika, I just received one of the greatest revelations in my life. And I took the book Hebrews and I just started reading it with brackets. Yahweh just gave it to me. Just, and then everything just falls open. How the sun was created. Being made so much better or more than the other angels. So now we understand that the Son, who we know as the Son, Yahushua, originally was part of the angels in heaven. As he, this angel, had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name, which he didn't have. He wasn't created with his name. He was an ordinary angel that obtained, because he says there on the end, obtained a more excellent name than they. Who are they? The other angels in heaven. The other angels. The other angels. He obtained a name. Was the name Jesus? When I see Yaffa, I understand that he had a special nation in his mind with the creation. He had a nation called Israel. Which he set up in his mind to be a glory unto him. He already knew that this nation Israel, their language would be Hebrew, not Aramaic, Hebrew, as was Moses, Isaac, Jacob, the apostles of Yahushua, as in the original Torah, the five Pentateuch books, which Moses wrote, not the verbal Talmud Torah, which was created between after 570 before Yahushua, when King Nebuchadnezzar exiled the nation of Israel, not taking with him the Ark of the Covenant and the Torah books, the Torah which were the five Pentateuch books. And in that 70 years, a new Torah was created, called the Talmud Torah, meaning it came from word to word, from person to person. And every time, every new generation, they added something to it. They added and they just kept on adding it up till today. And that's why Yahushua said to the Pharisees and Sadducees of the he said to them, as you are, from an outside you look holy, perfect, but from inside you look like a grave, like bones, like a tombstone, painted white on the outside and the inside were full of worms. Why? Because they were hanging on to the Talmud, the modern Hebrew Talmud, not the ancient Talmud. Now what I'm going to do, I'm going to stop right here, but again, I want you to take Hebrews 1, chapter 1, work it through to verse 12. To the end, I think it's verse 14. Walk it through. Word for word. With the knowledge that you have now, that the Son, the angel, that will become the Son, who will become Yahushua, he will inherit a name above all names. And that name is not Jesus, but Yahushua. Because the Father's name is Yaffa. The Son inherited the name of his Father. And the word Yaffa and Shua, S-H-U-A, means Shua, Redeemer and Savior. Be a blessing on this weekend. Preach the word. Be the light unto the world and the salt of the earth. Let's make a difference. Tell people about this revelation word. Invite them to the study. Go on the YouTube and go and check that on my website. Go to the YouTube. Go and check out this other, What is Your God's Name? And the Two Keys to the Book of Revelation. Start in part one of each of those. You will see they will just all fall like pieces of a puzzle. And it will just make one picture that you will just create a smile. Just a smile to understand, knowing that Yaffa is revealing to us in this modern time his revelation word. Till Monday, if his father's will. Maranatha. Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.